We're joined in the media center by our current number one qualifier in pro stock, Tanner Gray. 6.603 seconds at 208.68 from last night, held up again today. Tanner, when you have such a good conditions last night, good numbers last night, come out for two runs today, are you testing for the countdown? Are you testing for here? Or just trying to better upon what you did last night?
No, like I told him yesterday, you know, we did all our testing for the countdown early on, but no, I mean, just trying to get a better, today was, I think, what we'd use more on Monday. I think tomorrow we'll probably try some stuff. I'll move my linkage around and see if I can get any better on the tree, and, you know, just be prepared for when I have to, you know, go up with, against someone that it's like a must-win situation to be able to set up. So, you know, all in all, I'm pretty happy with the car. I think if anybody was going to, you know, go faster than 660, it'd probably be tomorrow morning. But I feel pretty good that we're going to come out of here with the number one qualifier. But at the same time, it's kind of not scary, but, you know, I'm kind of superstitious about it because, you know, I'm not sure how many number one qualifiers have even won this year. So, no, but I'm happy to be able to hang on to it for right now, you know, even though it's not over yet. It's pretty special to be able to do it at Indy.
Is it good to have that car that's being consistent for those three runs?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's definitely going to help. It's going to make my job easier going up there knowing that, you know, all I got to be better is than 20 or, you know, whatever the case might be. When you have an inconsistent car, it puts more stuff in your head and makes you think about everything else a little bit more. And, you know, the name of the game is not thinking. So definitely helps. Big confidence booster.
How much are you paying attention to what Greg and his team are doing, or are you just staying with yourself and just focusing on what you guys can do?
Hell, man, I don't even know what I'm doing. no, I mean, I don't really pay too much attention to what they got going on. I mean, obviously they're running well, but I just try to focus on myself. Try to do the same thing week in and week out and see how it does for me. But you know, right now it's been going well. I feel like I've been driving good. Like I've been driving better than anybody else right now, so hopefully I didn't peak too soon. You know, the whole key is, you know, being able to stay consistent throughout the countdown. I mean, you saw Steve do it last year. He dominated early on in the season and got in the countdown, and you know, had a little bit of bad luck, and you know, maybe didn't drive as well as he was during the regular season, and ended up losing the championship. So, you know, that's definitely something that I don't want to happen to me. You know, I know I felt bad for him then, but yeah, that's the whole name of the game, is just being good in the countdown.
I'm a little bit curious in that for a lot of the people that you're racing against, both to win here and also to win the championship, they've been doing this so long, it's muscle memory. Everything that they do, they've done 10,000 times before. Maybe you've done it 1,000 times. It's not muscle memory for you yet. So have you got a point in your mind where you've got your mindset set down? I mean, where do you think you are in terms of, you're a veteran, but you're a young veteran. How far along do you think you are?
I mean, I think I've progressed faster than most. Without coming across cocky or anything like that, I feel like I'm, if not as good, at least right there with you know, the veterans out here. I mean, I'm gonna have to disagree with you. I feel like it is muscle memory for me because I don't think about anything when I'm up there besides just focusing on the tree and doing my job. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, so it's not really for me to rate myself. I guess that's more of your guys' jobs. But
I didn't even rate you. I just meant, are you at the point where it's you have it set now? When you get into the car, I do this, I do this, I do this, and you go.
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't even think about doing all that. I just get in and do it. You know, like I just said a minute ago, I think the more you have to think about all that, then the worse you are. You know, because, you know, everything happens so fast that you need to have a clear mind and, you know, be able to just do it and not have to think about it. You know, I think that's what happens to, you know, some of these drivers out here. As you see them, they'll be good, they'll be good, they'll be good, and then, you know, they miss the tree. You know, yeah, they missed it, but there's a reason they missed it, and a lot of times it's because they were thinking about it. They get in their own head. And, yeah, I think that just happened to me just a second ago. I mean, I was 12 and 20, and then, you know, went up there and was thinking about hitting the tree, and I was 40. So, you know, I guess, you know, like I said, it's just about keeping your head clear. You know, just going up there and I guess letting the muscle memory take over and not think about anything else.